This question, that if anyone wants to be happy forever, no suffering at all, then they should have devotion of Supreme Lord Krishna. They should hear His glory, they should speak His glory, quality, and very sweet pastimes of Supreme Lord. And this is Bhakti Yoga. Yoga means now in world what is going on, that is not yoga. This is like exercise for body. Yoga means there should be two things. And if they are added, then it is yoga. 1 plus 1 is equal to 2. 4 plus 5 is equal to 9. So what is yoga? Eternal transcendental yoga. Jeev is transcendental. Soul is transcendental. And Supreme Lord Krishna is transcendental. How we can be related with Him? How we can please Him by our services? Oh, this is Bhakti Yoga.
昨天我们讨论了, 如果我们要永远的快乐, 永不受苦, 那么 我们就应该对 Krishna 呢, 有奉献的情感, 也就是呢, Bhakti, 那么我们应该聆听 Krishna 的荣耀, 也讲述他的, 荣耀, 以及呢, 他甜美的逍遥时光, 这就是呢, Bhakti Yoga, 风爱瑜伽。 那么现在所进行的一切的话呢, 都与这些东西无关的, 因为瑜伽呢, 应该是两样东西的, 就是1加1等于2, 或者说4加5, 等于9, 类似这样的加法。 那么呢, Krishna 是超然的, 而我们个体灵魂也是超然的, 那么这一种呢, 两者, 两个超然的东西的连接, 那被称为呢, 就奉爱瑜伽。
Really, in this world, they are very fortunate, those who have taste in hearing Hari Katha. For Bhakti Yoga, they should serve high class of devotees. Those who have realized Supreme Lord, those who are always chanting Krishna name with tear in his eyes, and they should be in Tirtha. Tirtha means in Vrindavan, Sri Navadvip Dham, or Nilachal Dham, where always so many sadhus are there practicing Bhakti Yoga. By this, oh, they must will be, their soul will be must happy. Then nasta prayesu abhadresu. Oh, DJ slopes.
<音><音><音><音><音><音><音><音> 得以聆听和讲述呢 Krishna Katha 关于 Krishna 的命题。那么在这个我们应该去服务呢对 Krishna 有品位的这些高阶的奉献者，并且呢去聆听和唱诵圣名，因为他们总是唱诵圣名，对 Krishna 有内在的觉悟。那么在 Vrindavan 和在 Navadvip 的话呢，有很多这类型的圣人。那么只有服务他们的话呢，我们才得以呢有真正的快乐。
Cannot go there.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev has been explaining to us this subject matter of pure bhakti yoga, how our soul can unite with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna. One mic broken, Srila Guruji. Should be fixed. So the process of yoga, Srila Gurudev explained that in this world, people that are practicing so-called yoga is mainly just physical exercises.
那么呢，实际上哈，现今世界呢，他们所修习的瑜伽的话呢，哈，都是呢身体的活动。那么这是呢，哈，Srila Gurudev呢指出来的。
It is not actually yoga, because the very word yoga means to unite together.
因为这实际上不是真正的瑜伽，因为瑜伽yoga这个词的话呢，是连接的意思。
Like Srila Gurudev said, 1 + 1 = 2.
就像Srila Gurudev刚才提到的，一加一才能等于二。
So what yoga actually refers to is the linking together, the uniting together of our soul, which Srila Gurudev is saying is transcendental, and linking together with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna, who is the Supreme Transcendental.
那么呢，实际上，Srila Gurudev提到了哈，刚才讲的就是说呢，瑜伽真正的瑜伽的话呢，就是我们的灵魂。那么还有呢，超灵哈，两者呢都是超然的。那么他们的这个连接呢，被称为呢，yoga。
So the process of bhakti yoga is the process by which our soul will be united eternally with the Supreme Soul in transcendental bhakti, which means
pure bhakti. Our pure bhakti yoga. But it is not so easy to have an association of high class Vaishnav, pure Vaishnav. In this world, it is very rare. Only it can be had if you have previous birth some good activities like Sukriti. By chance, if you will give some water, some food, and serve any pure Vaishnava, whether you don't know or know, a Sukriti will come. So, this Sukriti, life after life, together, becomes so powerful that Krishna arranges association of high class Vaishnava. And then, from his lips, we can hear Hari Katha, and then pure bhakti will come. Without, it has been told, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. What is Bhakti Bij? Bhakti Lata Bij, seed of Bhakti. The desire to serve Krishna, this is main thing. This is the seed of Bhakti. By the lips of Harikatha, from by the lips of high class of pure Vaishnava, this desire comes to serve Krishna. And then Saranagati comes. That Krishna will save us. we should do what is favorable for bhakti. We should not follow and do anything which is unfavorable for bhakti. Do Atmanivedan, surrender totally to Krishna and to Gurudev. So this comes, and from this gradually bhakti develops. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then prema. So the process to have bhakti, the association of Guru or Krishna mercy, without Krishna mercy and Guru mercy, we cannot have association of high class Vaishnava. But you should know, Krishna mercy is dependent to bhakta mercy, Guru mercy. When Guru will pray, then Krishna mercy will come, and thus we can enter in bhakti realm.
如果没有呢高阶的奉献者的联谊，我们是不可能拥有呢纯粹的bhakti，就是纯粹的bhakti yoga，因为呢这东西呢是非常不容易的，也是非常罕有的。如果你们在过往的身世有虔诚的活动的累积，或者是呢叫sukriti的累积，也就是说呢偶尔间呢你可能给一个纯粹奉献者呢端过水啊，侍奉过一个奉献者，不管是呢知情的情况下还是不知情的情况下。 那么你就累积了这种sukriti，那么生生世世的这种sukriti的累积，最后变得非常强大有力。那么在这种状态下的话呢， Krishna 会安排一位高阶奉献者来到你的生命之中，那么从他们的口中我们得以呢聆听经典，也就是 Harikatha，那么这时候呢纯粹的奉爱呢才会呢来的。那么这里提到了 Bhakti Beach， 也就是呢奉爱的种子。 那么奉爱的种子主要是指的服务 Krishna 的欲望会呢就升腾起来，那么即由呢从高阶的奉献者呢去聆听 Harikatha， 那么我们会有一种呢 Saranagati 的情感，也就是皈依的情感，我们会觉得哦 Krishna 会救我的，我会做呢对我的奉爱有利的东西，我再会避开呢那些呢不利于我奉爱的东西，因为对 Krishna 和 Guru 这种皈依的情感。 那么呢，就是说我们就能得到呢，逐渐的得到发展了其他的阶段，从 Shraddha 开始，到 Bhajan Kriya， 然后呢就是执行奉献服务，还有到Anatanivriti， 就是铲除各种的恶习，然后到 Nishtha， Rati， 到 Bhav 等等这些情感。那么对 Krishna， 如果呢没有呢 Guru 和 Krishna 的仁慈的话，我们就不可能获得高阶的联谊的。 因为 Krishna 的仁慈是因为呢咕噜的祈祷，当咕噜祈祷的时候，你就能得到 Krishna 的恩典。
But in this world, there are very rare guru. How we recognize that he is pure guru or qualified guru? Very hard. But our Vedas, Puran, and especially Srimad Bhagavat had told the symptoms of a pure Guru. What is the symptom of a pure Guru? Srimad Bhakti Vedanta. Madhav Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj.
那么刚才呢，Shri Gurudev 提到，在这个世界上呢，我们是很难得到纯粹的咕噜，也就是纯粹的奉献者，作为一个咕噜的。那么在伟达经、在 Purana 经，在 Srimad Bhagavatam 圣典佛教瓦坛呢，提到了这些呢，纯粹的咕噜的他们的征兆。
Om Agnatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchikalpatrubhyascha Vipasindubhyascha Patitanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. First of all, before speaking, I wish to offer my most humble dandapa pranams at the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master.
Can you speak Chinese?
No, unfortunately not. Just a few words. Shukadeva has ordered that we tell the symptoms of the pure guru, how we can recognize, how Shastra has told what those symptoms are.
那么首先我向我心爱的灵性导师莲花族自己的顶拜那么Shri的Guru殿叫我讲述纯粹的Guru他的征兆在经典里面提到的
The scripture tell us there are three main symptoms by which we can tell the pure devotee, the bona fide Guru.
那么经典里面提到的一个纯正无为的灵性导师Guru的话他具有三个征兆
He has no material attachments or desires.
第一呢是他没有任何的物质的依附和欲望
No interest whatsoever in anything of this material world
那么对于这个世界这城世间的东西的话没有兴趣
Nothing can attract him in this world
这个世界的没有任何东西可以吸引得了他
Not even in his mind does anything ever attract him
那么甚至他心意里面都没有这种东西的吸引力的存在了这东西
And he is completely absolutely familiar with Shastra, with the revealed scriptures.
那么第二呢,对启示经典的话,完全的通晓。
And he can explain them in such a completely thorough way that anyone who has any question, who had any doubt, he can remove it completely. They will understand.
他以完全透彻的方式阐述经典,任何人有疑问的话都可以消除。
These two symptoms of the three are considered to be external things that are very, somewhat, although very rare, easier to see in him.
那么的话呢，这刚才提到这两个征兆的话呢，属于外在的征兆。那么尽管的话，就是也是很罕有的拥有这两项征兆，但是呢，这是可以辨识、可以看出来的。
We can see relatively easily that someone has material desires or attachments.
我们可以比较容易地看出一个人是否有一些物质的欲望或者是依附
If someone does or does not know Shastra, it becomes evident quite quickly. They cannot satisfy, they cannot answer our questions.
还有就是说一个人如果不精通经典的话他不能够令我满意就是不能够让我们产出疑惑的
But the third symptom of bona fide guru is very difficult to perceive.
但是呢,第三个,一个真正的灵性导师,第三个征兆呢,是非常难以察觉的。
That is, that he has fully realized his relationship, his service with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna.
那就是呢,他以主Krishna,Sri Krishna的话,完全觉悟到跟他的关系以及对他的服务。
He is fully aware of his eternal identity and relationship and service to the Supreme Lord, Sri Sri Radha Govinda.
那么他也完全自觉的话自己对Sri Radha Govinda这个服务
And with that loving mood of service to the divine couple that is always flowing in his heart by the association of such a guru it may be reflected into our heart
那么藉由这样的一个guru的这个联谊的话那么他内心的情感会投射到他的弟子或门徒心中
But who can perceive this?
那么谁能够察觉到这种情感的流露呢? 这是非常困难的
A neophyte devotee like myself we cannot perceive
那么对于一个初阶奉献者
How to tell?
像我这样子的 那么我怎能够知道呢?
More advanced persons that are being removed from the influence of the three modes of material nature then they will be able to if they come into that into their service into their association hearing Harikatha from them
如果修为高一点的人的话如果他能够在这种纯粹奉献者的从他那处听经或者是服务他的话他能够感受到他内心这种情感
These three are the symptoms of the bona fide guru
所以刚才讲到三点的话是一个真实无为的灵性导师他的征兆
And scripture says that we should test to see whether we see these symptoms
那么经典也提到了一个弟子的话要去考验这位导师看看有没有这三种
So to the best of our ability we will look
那么也是尽我们能力后，我们去哪好查知这一点。
Still, only by that bona fide Guru's causeless mercy can anything be revealed to us. We can even recognize any of these three characteristics in him at all.
那么其实也是藉由这样的位置灵性导师的他的恩典的话呢，这些东西才能够向我们内心揭示的。因为实际上我们可能没有能力甚至认出这三样品质里面其中一点。
I'd just like to add one thing that Srila Gurudeva has told. You can find it in one very excellent book of his. We hope to have translated to Chinese soon, called Pinnacle of Devotion.
那么我想添加一件就是说呢，虽然孤店呢在奉爱之巅这本书呢我希望很快能够翻译成中文这里面提到一些东西。
That when the devotee is praying from his heart, that Krishna will send him help.
当一个奉献者在他内心祈祷的时候呢 ，Krishna 会呢帮忙的。
He wants to serve Krishna, but he realizes he cannot. He needs help.
那么他想服务 Krishna, 但是觉得自己做不到，所以他想得到帮助。
Praying like that from the heart with tears, then Krishna sends bona fide spiritual master.
当他内心流泪去祈祷的时候，那么 Krishna 就把真正的灵性导师派过来了。
We are very fortunate to have come into such association.
所以呢，我们很幸运来到这种联谊之中。
Vancha Kapa Dhrubhischa Kapa Sindhubha.
Now we see that Guru is essential. Without Guru, Bhakti cannot be.Even we see Krishna being supreme personality of Godhead, he has also Guru. Sri Ramchandra, he has also Guru Vasishtha. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Guru Ishwarpuri. Why? They are Jagat Guru.But even to teach other general person that without the help of Guru, without the service of Guru, you cannot have bhakti. And without bhakti, you cannot be happy. So, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam that Vyasadeva isNarayan, Shakta Vesh of Narayan. He divided Vedas in four parts. And he took the abstract of all the Vedas and made Brahma Sutra, one book. It was very difficult to understand.So he made Puran for understanding the sutras. He made Mahabharata for all. But even it was very hard to know Brahma Sutra. Then finally, he was repenting that.I have done so much, but I am not happy. My soul is not happy. What should I do? Why not happy? I don't know. In the meantime, Devarsi Narad came there. And what became? You.Yes, so they speak.
那么接受 Guru 对我们的修行来说呢是最主要的。没有 Guru 的帮助的话呢是不可能有 Bhakti 的。像至尊主 Bhagavan Krishna, 主 Rama, 那么他们都有 Guru, 那么 Rama 的 Guru 的话呢是 Vasishtha Muni, Mahaprabhu 的话呢也接受了 Ishwarpuri Path 作为呢 Guru。 那么尽管他们都是呢宇宙咕噜加个咕噜，但是为了教导众生，他们都接受了灵性导师。没有对咕噜的服务，或者说没有呢咕噜的帮助的话呢，是不可能得到 Krishna Bhakti 的。而没有呢 Bhakti 的话呢，我们也得不到任何的帮助。那么盛典博加瓦堂的编撰者 Vyas Dev， 那么他呢是哈、
completely purified, then at once he took the vision of darshan of Narayan。
那么 Srila Gurudev 补充了一点哈，就在这个浓密的森林里面的话呢 ，Narada 的话呢，就内室哈，他坐下来做冥想。
And at once, as a flash, he disappeared. And then Narada began to weep. An aerial voice came. Now.By this body, you cannot see me.
那么当时的话呢，主拿拉扬的话呢，哈，向他显现。那么这种显现呢，只是非常短暂的一种显现。那么主拿拉扬跟他告诉他了，哈，他说在这辈子你再也不会再见到我。
Go on tour of world, always chanting name with Veena for Brahma.They prefer and glorifying, and thus when time will come, call will come, you will keep your feet on the head of death, and thus you will have transcendental form, and then you can travel everywhere and preach my mission.
那么呢，主拿拉扬哈当时呢对他说了。他说你的继续哈、哦、休息，哦，终有一天的话呢，你可以将这个脚哈、哦、踏在死神的头上，而你可以用你的 Veena 琴哈、哦、就是到处呢传唱我的荣耀。
哦、
那么那时候的话呢，你将得到一个新的身体哈、
哦。
Guruve Gorichandra Radhika Tadale.Krishna, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tata Bhaktaya, Namo Namaha. So, first of all, I offer obeisances to Sri Gurudev, Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
首先我顶拜哈 Sri Gurudev 哈所有的Sannyasi, Brahmachari 哈以及在座的哈男士女士奉献者。
Your mantra, Sa Guru Swayam, Ya Guru Sa Swayam Hari.The mantra given by the Gurudev, by the spiritual master, is no different than the Supreme
Krishna. And his birth, all Lila Parikars, all seed pastimes from birth to everything. He saw that Mother Yashoda was binding Supreme Lord Krishna. He saw in trance that.Krishna is taking the shoes of his father Nanda Baba on his head. He took Govardhan on his head, on his one finger. And he saw Rash Leela with gopis. And Krishna telling that I cannot repay you gopis. You have left your father, mother,wealth, your shame and everything for me. I cannot do like this. So, by your generosity, you can
make me free from that.
Free from that, but yet I will be always ready for you. And after that he saw Bhramar Geet, Gopi Geet and other things. And after Dwarka Leela, Mahabharata battle,And Krishna departing from this world, whole thing he saw. And then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he.
What?
So, Srila Gurudev 哈就纠正了，补充了一点呢，就是说呢，实际上 Vyasadeva 的话呢，在冥想之中，实际上哈。不仅是见到了实际上是 Radha Krishna， 哦，他的所有逍遥时光，包括 Yashoda 妈妈和捆绑 Krishna， 还有 Krishna 的哈头顶是 Nanda Maharaj 的这个鞋，以及在用左手的墨子举起 Govardhan 山哈 Rasa Lila 哈与牧女姑娘一起共舞等等这些逍遥时光。那么虽然 Gurudev 提到了一个师姐，就是 Krishna 对牧牛姑娘和 Gopi 们说了，我不能够偿还你们啊，因为你们的话呢，为了我而放弃你们的父母啊，你们的责任，你们的羞耻，你们的贞洁等等，尽管你们只有你们的慷慨，你们可以免我这份哈情债，但是我永远哈是就是亏欠你们的。所以呢，在此之后呢，他呢写下了 Brahma Gita 哈 Gopi Gita 等等之后，才呢讲到了哈在库鲁之野啊这些战争呢。
Therefore, Vyasa saw these pastimes thousands and thousands of years before Krishna manifested.
So, the Vyasa Dev 的话呢，在 Krishna 显现的几千年前呢，就见证到了这些未来发生的逍遥时光。
Because the pastimes of Krishna are eternal.
因为实际上的话呢 ，Krishna 逍遥时光也是永恒的。
They are not imaginary or speculation or mythology.
那么这种的逍遥时光呢，不是呢推敲的，不是想象的，也不是神话。
But they can only be seen when one is beyond material nature. That is the fact.
但是呢，只有一个人哈超越呢物质的哈这个呢存在的话呢，他才能够被看见，这是哈真正的。
Yoyo samohito jivatmanam trigunatmakam. He saw the spirit soul is actually free from material nature.
他看到了哈灵魂的话呢，实际上呢是免除于那三种，就是免于那三种的哈这个物质形态的。
But because of illusion, he sees himself as part of this world. I am this body.
幻觉的话呢，他认为自己哈是这个物质的一部分，那么就是我是这个身体。
But by accepting this, he can become free from Maya and again engage in the service of Krishna.
通过接受这些教导的话呢，他能够哈再次呢免除于 Maya 的影响哈，能够接受呢对至尊主的服务。
So everything he saw in his samadhi.He compiled that is called the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，圣 Vyasadeva 的话呢，在呢哈 Samadhi 在神定的状态下所看到的，那么他呢写下来就是圣典婆伽瓦堂 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is four things.
因此呢，圣典婆伽瓦堂包括四种东西。
Ato yam Brahma Sutra nam Bharatato Vininaya Gayatri Basya Rupaso Veda Ata Paribrimata. It is the explanation of the Vedanta.
那么首先是对维丹塔哈这个阐述。
It is the real essence of the Mahabharata.
也是那 Mahabharata 这本书的精华所在。
It is the explanation of the Gayatri Mantra.
也是对 Gayatri Mantra 的哈阐述。
And is the real meaning of the Veda.
也是韦达经的哈真实要义。
If one has not read or studied Srimad Bhagavatam, he doesn't know anything. He cannot be called a pundit, Sujiva Goswami says.
所以呢，圣吉巴戈斯瓦米讲到了哈，一个人如果没有读过，没有呢通篇通通晓通篇读过呢圣典婆伽瓦堂。
Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Sri Bhagavatam Isiti. It is the essence of all the Vedas.
它被称为呢所有伟达经的精华。
Nigama kalpataro galatam phalam sukha mukat amrita dravita samitam. It is the ripened fruit on the tree of the Vedas.
被称为呢伟达经这棵哈知识之树的果子，成熟的果子。
And we are very very fortunate. We can get a chance to hear that Srimad Bhagavatam from the representative of Vyasadeva himself.
所以的话呢，我们非常幸运哈，从 Vyasadeva 的代表那里呢哈口中聆听呢这部呢哈圣典婆伽瓦堂的讯息。哎，再讲哈。
Oh yes, so. Oh. Vyasadeva, he realized everything, but he was thinking, who will I give this Srimad Bhagavatam to?
Because Vyasadeva 的话呢已经觉悟到这些东西，但是呢他说他想着我应该把这点知识哈给谁。
Because it's the highest thing, it cannot be given to ordinary persons. They will misuse it.
那么这是哈最高的东西，不能够哈给普罗大众的，因为他们会误用这些东西。
The Vyasadeva had one son. His name was Sri Sukadeva Goswami.
那么他有一个儿子呢哈，叫 Sri Sukadeva Goswami.
This morning, Gurudev was saying Sukadeva Goswami is actually an eternal associate of Radha Krishna in the mood of the gopis.
Sukadeva Goswami.那么今天早上清晨上播的时候呢，哈，随着 Guru Dev 提到了，实际上呢 ，Sukadeva Goswami 是呢 Radha Krishna 一个永恒同游，而且呢，具备呢牧牛姑娘 Gopi 的情感。
He used to sit on the hand of Srimati Radhika herself.
因为他经常哈坐在呢 Srimati Radhika 的手上。
She is the embodiment of Krishna Prema.
她被称为呢 Krishna Prema 哈，对 Krishna 纯粹的爱的这种的展示。
So she would teach the parrot to sing Krishna, 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 Govinda Hai, Damodar Hai.
Radhika 呢哈，经常教授哈这个鹦鹉鸟了哈。Oh, Govinda hai, Krishna, Krishna.
And she would feed him with her own hands.
她会亲自哈给他喂呢喂食。
So he learned Krishna Kirtan directly from the lotus mouth of Srimati Radhika.
因此呢，这只小鹦鹉的话呢，从呢 Radhika 的口中亲自哈学习啊这些对 Krishna 的 Kirtan 呢。
And when Radha Krishna disappeared from this world, they ordered Sukadeva Goswami, you should stay in this world and preach this Srimad Bhagavatam, preach our pastimes.
那么当呢，Radha Krishna 哈从这个世界哈隐消失哈隐迹的时候呢，他让 Sukadeva Goswami 留下来哈来传播这个信息。
Like Lord Ram ordered Hanuman to preach the Ramayana.
就像呢哈，主 Ram 呢，就是命令呢 Hanuman 呢传授 Ramayana 这本书哈。
So in this world, there is only one shortage, that is shortage of Harikatha. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami was very sad because there is no Harikatha.
所以呢，这个世界哈缺的是什么呢？就是缺的哈 Harikatha 啊，对主的这个哈命题的讨论。
Therefore, he knows Lord Shiva is always speaking Bhagavatam.
那么 Sukadeva Goswami 当时很伤心，当时知道呢哈Shiva神的话呢，经常讨论这本经典。
So Sukadeva Goswami flew there to where Shiva was speaking Bhagavatam to Parvati, but she was sleeping.
那么当时的话呢，苏格对姑刷米哈，它是一只鸟的形象了。那么呢，飞到那里呢，去聆听啊。当时呢，哈，西瓦神呢，对他的妻子帕瓦提呢，讲述这本经典。
Because Bhagavad has so much philosophy, also creation.
因为呢，博伽瓦堂里面充满很多哲学哈，包括创造。
So she was sleeping.
因此呢，帕瓦提哈就在那睡着了。
And Sukadev Goswami, Lord Shiva, his eyes were closed. Oh, Devi, you're hearing? And the bird in the tree was saying in the voice of Parvati, "Yes, very nice. Keep going."
当时呢，因为呢哈，西瓦神呢是闭着眼睛讲这本经典的，所以呢他就问他的妻子哈，哦 ，David， 你哈有没有听见哈？他说，那个鸟呢，就在树上说了哈，他说很好，讲得很好，再继续。
Like some people sleeping also.
好像听经的时候也有人睡觉。
So Sukadeva Goswami heard the whole Bhagavatam happily.
因此呢，苏克德沃沙米哈在树梢上的话呢，非常高兴的哈，聆听了整部的博伽瓦坛。
Then Shiva saw, she is sleeping, who is saying yes, no, very good. Then he saw the bird, Sukadev, he became very angry.
那么西瓦神最后发现哈，哦，他的妻子已经睡着了哈，那么谁在呢，在带他说这个话呢哈，那么就看到了这只鸟。
I will kill him.
他很生气的哈，说我要把他杀了。
Because this Bhagavatam is so pure, it should not be go to the law, it should not fall in the hands of unqualified persons.
他说呢，这本博伽瓦坛哈非常之哈高超的，那么他不应该哈落到那些低等的人哈手中。
Nowadays, you see so many people in India, Bhagavat Saptaha, they don't know anything but speaking of Bhagavatam and destroying Bhagavatam.
那么在印度哈，我们也看到很多哈没有资格的人哈在传播博伽瓦坛哈，实际上是把博伽瓦坛呢毁掉。
So Lord Shiva chased Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami flew to the ashram of Vyasadev. Vyasadev was speaking Bhagavatam. His wife was hearing. And Sukadeva Goswami flew in the mouth of the wife of Vyasadev.
那么当时的话呢，哈，这个西瓦神呢就追着哈这个 Sukadeva Goswami， 他就一直飞哈飞到呢Vyasa 的哈这个呢修院里面 ashram 里面。当时呢他也在跟他妻子讲授哈这个博伽瓦坛。那么他就呢，因为他妻子张开嘴巴了，他就飞到他肚子里面去了。
Then she was very angry. Hey, where's that bird?
那么西瓦神呢很生气，他说这只鸟跑哪去了。
Then Vyasa was amazed. Lord Shiva destroys the whole universe. Now he wants to destroy one bird.
那么 Vyasadeva 就说了，西瓦神可以毁灭整个宇宙，现在呢他却想着找这只小鸟。
What is his offense? What has he done? Oh, he heard the Bhagavatam illegally.
他说呢，他做了什么东西啊？他说呢，他听了整本博伽瓦坛。
Then Vyasadeva asked him, "What's the result of hearing Bhagavatam? Oh, you become immortal. Then how you can kill him?"
那么 Vyasa 就问了哈，那么他说呢，聆听博伽瓦坛有什么功德啊成果？他说呢，你会变得永恒啊。
Then he stayed 11 years in the womb of the wife of Vyasadeva. 12 years.
苏克六国沙弥呢哈，在 Vyasa 的妻子的肚中呢哈，留了12年。
And he is hearing so much Harikatha.
Oh, he 听了很多经典 Harikatha.
But after 12 years, Vyasadev said, "Haribol, time is finished.
Please
come out. Please come out."
12年之后呢 ，Vyasadev 就恳求他了哈。他说时间已经到了哈，请出来吧，请你出来哈。
Then Vyasadev, then in the womb, Sukadeva Goswami said, "I cannot. I am afraid of Maya. I cannot come to this world."
那么在娘胎之中的话呢，Sukadeva Goswami 就说了哈，他说我不能出去哈，我不想接受哈这个假象力量 Maya 的影响。
Then Vyasadeva said, "I promise you, Maya will not catch you." Sukadeva Goswami said, "I don't believe you. I only believe Krishna himself."
那么呢 ，Vyasadeva 就说了哈，我承诺哈，我向你保证 ，Maya 呢不会触碰你的。但是呢 ，Sukadeva Goswami 说哈，我不信你哈，我只信 Krishna。
So Krishna came there. Oh, come out! He took away his Maya, in that second Sukadeva Goswami appeared in this world. 16-year-old youth.
那么呢，当时哈 ，Krishna 呢就显现在那地方哈，他说你出来吧哈，然后呢把 Maya 你移开哈，他在那时候呢显现，然后呢一出来呢是16岁哈一个少年。Digamba
completely naked.
完全裸露的哈一个年轻哈这个少年。And
immediately he began walking away.
然后呢立即哈他就离家出走。His
father was chasing, Putreti, my son come back.
他的父亲呢 Vyasa 呢追着他背后哈说的，我的儿哈，我的儿，回来吧，回来吧。
Why? Vyasa is not an ordinary person like us, crying for a child. No. I want to give you this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a qualified disciple.
实际上 Vyasa Dev 并不像一个普通的父亲一样是因为依恋自己的儿子而是想把这部佛家瓦坛传授给他。
But Sukadeva Goswami did not hear his words.
但是呢 Sukadeva Goswami 没有听他的话。
Only he went directly away.
他直接,
no attachment to anything.
走掉了一点衣服都没有走了。
There were some young ladies taking bath in the pond. They had no clothes on. When they saw Sukadeva Goswami's 16-year-old blackish complexion like Krishna, very beautiful. But they saw, oh, he is not interested in man or woman. There is no difference for him. Therefore, they also felt no shyness.
那么当时有一群年轻的少女在那个池塘里面就是沐浴了。当时 Sukadeva Goswami 裸身走过来，他的肤色呢是黑色的，也是类似 Krishna， 非常英俊的一个少年。 但是因为他们没有男女这种概念，所以这些少女见到他呢，也没有羞耻之感。
If we see difference between man and woman, we cannot realize the pastimes of Krishna. That is a fact.
实际上，如果能看出有男女之心的话呢，那就不会能够觉悟到Krishna的这些命。
And Vyasadeva came running behind, the ladies covered themselves. Vyasadeva was amazed. I'm like your grandfather's grandfather. I'm so old, and he is 16-year-old, no clothes. You do not feel shy. Why? They said, Maharaj, don't mind, but your son never sees this world, but you see it. Otherwise, how you know we are ladies? Therefore, you see this world, but your son does not see this world.
那么当时 Vyasa Dev 追过去了，但是那些少女就马上把衣服就是盖上了。那当时 Vyasa Dev 就说了，我已经老的足以做你们的主妇了，你们却要盖上衣服，而我的儿子16岁大，那么年轻，那么有吸引力，你们却没有羞耻感。但是为什么？
Finally, Vyasadeva spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Sukadeva Goswami.
但是因为你的眼睛看到这个世界，有男女之心，所以他们要盖住。最后的话呢， Vyasadeva 向他传授这部佛家瓦坛。
And the great sage Sukadeva Goswami spoke that same Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj in the assembly of Namisaranya.
在 Namisaranya 这个森林里面的话呢， Sukadeva Goswami 向呢。
Oh, there at Suktal in Uttar Pradesh, north of Delhi.
在那 Uttar Pradesh 这个北方邦了，就是在这个地点的话呢。
In 7 days,
Sukadeva Goswami 向 Parikshit 大军传授这本佛家瓦坛。
In 7 days, Sukadeva Goswami Parikshit Maharaj achieved complete perfection just by hearing Bhagavatam.
所以七天七夜的时间的话呢， Parikshit 大军聆听了这部佛家瓦坛，并且达到它的完美。
If he could achieve the body of a gopi in 7 days, imagine what we can achieve in 6 days.
We can.
Whoever is here 6 days.
他说他七天就能得到妇女姑娘形体，我们在这里呢也有六天了。
But we are not hearing like Parikshit Maharaj is hearing.
但是实际上我们的聆听够不上Parikshit大军那种水准。
We are hearing, but mind is thinking what I'm going to have for prasad, what I'm going to do tomorrow.
我们听着就想着待会儿prasadam吃什么，然后明天该干什么。
But Parikshit Maharaj hearing with complete absorption the words of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, in 7 days, he achieved perfection.
但是呢，Parikshit大军以完全的专注去聆听这个Sukadeva Goswami的讲经，所以他七天之后呢，他就得到了完美。
Devasrila Gogamai said, in Kali Yuga there is one sadhana. What is that? Hearing Harikatha from Mahabhagavat. That is the sadhana. That is the proof.
那么Sri Govinda Maharaj 就提到了，在这个卡利年代的话呢，只有一个修行，那就是从纯粹奉献者那里去听经。
I'm very happy that Sriman Padmanabha Maharaj, Sriman Vaishnava Maharaj, and after him, Radhakanta Prabhu, they delivered a beautiful and powerful classes. If you have heard, you can realize. I am very happy that how beautiful and marvelous they have spoken. Today our class is finished. Gaur Premanande.
We have some announcement for the devotees. Translation.
Shri Gurudev 表扬了各位讲经者了哈，他说他很高兴。刚才呢哈 ，Shri Padmanabh Maharaj， 啊 ，Shri Vaishnava Maharaj， 紧接着是呢哈 ，Radha Pandababu， 还有 Shri Padmanabh Maharaj 呢哈，讲了很多非常美妙的哈这个的经的。他说，如果你们就说你们内心能够觉悟这东西的话呢哈，那就会呢非常有力量的哈。
A couple of very brief but important.